I've been in the news business for 30, I don't know, 5 years or so, and worked in a number of different markets. I got into the business of being an editor because of the old Lou Grant show. When Ed Asner was in my radio station in Minnesota recently, I felt kind of obligated to abide by my rules regarding famous people, which is thou shalt not tell them how great you think they are, thou shalt not gawk, and thou shalt not stop them in the hallway to tell them you're a big fan. So I made an exception this afternoon, a rare exception, because Lauren Payne Jr. is in the studio, and I'm a big fan. His column, Plain Talk, has been telling the stories of people he's met in aviation and beyond for years. He's an author, ex-military, ex-airline. He says on his website, thunderbumper.com, that he's as complicated as a fence post. I don't know if that's true, but I think I'm
that is true.
About to find out. They're keeping you running around here this week, are they?
Well, just this whole show keeps you running around because It has interest whether you look north, south, east, or west. You know, there's something to attract you and something to motivate you, and It's just a marvelous place to be. So, yeah, that keeps my head on a swivel, I guess you could put it that way. Yeah. It keeps a lot of people that way.
You come about every year, don't you?
Pretty much, yep.
You never get tired of it?
Nope.
It's just plain.
They're all a little bit different. They all have a little bit different personality, and you end up different places, but you always meet new people, and that's the thing that keeps it interesting. I think there's always something new that way.
Yeah. Did you do just one forum this week, or a couple?
I did a couple book things in one forum. I try not to have too many things that I have to do, so I can just get out there and wander and meet people, and I can just sit on a bench and start talking, and where else can you do that except Oshkosh if you want to talk about airplanes?
The guy you just met is a friend of mine, John Porter. He's a captain for Delta. I've known him for a few years. Met him at Oshkosh like almost every friend I have. And I see him maybe once a year, maybe not, like every friend I have. And he said, well, who's going to be on your show tomorrow? And I said, Lauren Payne. And he said, Lauren Payne? You probably get this all the time. And he goes, I'm a big fan. And I read all his stuff. And then he proceeded to tell me about a piece you wrote that's struck him in the heart, which is where a lot of your writing seems to focus. A lot of the people in aviation seem to strike right there. Do you get that reaction a lot with folks?
Yeah, when they talk about my writing, because I try not to think about my writing. It just comes from the gut of 24 years in the military, 26 years airline, general aviation, and of late the last 10, 12 years, EA and building an airplane. It's just a treasure trove of experiences and people that just kind of courses my veins, and it just gets... Something comes out all the time, and because they're good people, they're interesting people, and a lot of it just comes sitting on a park bench I have in my hangar, and the hangar bums come by and start talking about something, and there's a story. One guy came talking to me one day. He flew, I forget how many missions, in a B-24, and he could see his eyes glaze over, and he just started talking, and I don't usually take notes. I just listen carefully, and then I go back and scribble real quick, but things like that just happen, and I don't consider myself a writer. I'm a pilot, but I like to tell aviation stories because there are so many of them out there. Yeah. So, but I appreciate the way you put it, and I appreciate when people tell me that, but I don't know an adjective from an isotope, like I said, so it just comes from the gut, and I enjoy it, and I meet really nice people, so that keeps me going.
He had a good story, by the way, that he told me last night that would have been perfect for one of your columns, if you don't mind my telling it. He was flying recently, and a wounded warrior got on the plane, and he had no legs, and he had, I can't remember the phrase John used, but steel everywhere, basically. Got onto the plane, and a guy in first class stood up, and he said, that guy sits here. And he put him in his seat, and he moved to the back, I presume in coach. And John and I were talking today, because I'm in the news business, and I write more people stories than anybody else, than anything else, and people kind of diminish that kind of writing as quote-unquote human interest or soft stories, whereas I contend that that's exactly what we should be doing. We have to cover the other stuff, but we have to remind folks who we are as people. And I think those stories do that. Your stories do that.
I agree. Somebody said that yesterday, I guess, came up and said, I like your articles. They're people-y. And I wasn't sure what that meant, but my wife said, well, that's a good thing, you know. And you're right. I mean, that's when you build an airplane, it's a journey within.
Yeah.
And that's what I like to get, the inner workings of the pilot and stuff. And you talked about the story of the wounded warrior in Son and Fun. A friend of mine flies a B-29, and you pay extra to ride in the bombardier seat in a B-29. But there was a actual World War II bombardier in the back of the B-29. And when the lady that paid the extra money found out he was back there, she got out of the seat and gave the bombardier the seat. So those kind of things, that's meaningful stuff. That's people stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite column you ever wrote?
I don't know about column, but the story we get the most on is when my wife and I flew, you know, cross country to Oshkosh for the first time, 40 hours on the airplane, and we both wrote.
Oh, really?
So yeah. I had a perspective, she had a perspective, and a lot of people love that because it's not just about one person when you have a passenger. They also have feelings and perspectives and sights when you go by and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wrote one about my dad passing. That got a lot of response, and your friend talked about the one I wrote about pilot training.
Right.
And that one got a lot of response. And so I don't know. You can't hit a home run every time. I just throw it out there and... Yeah. And different interests for different people sometimes. But
what made you want to build an RV-8?
Coming up on retirement, think about an airplane, and you know, I have a military background. I love the fighter type flying with a stick and a canopy. And my oldest boy was reading a magazine one day, and he saw a little bitty ad. He says, "Hey, Dad, look at this. Looks like a little fighter." And we looked at it and said, "Where was Van's old place up in Oregon anyway? Just above where we live." He says, "It's right up
so
the road here."
Bend, wasn't it?
Yeah, but no, I'll think of it. But yeah. It's just right up the road here. So let's go look. So one day we piled a new old Ford Explorer, went up there, and I don't know why I had my checkbook with me, but I came back with a little lighter in the wallet and a whole bunch of aluminum rattling around on the back of my Explorer and pulled it in the garage and started building.
There's a ton of home builders in the Pacific Northwest. What is it about the Pacific Northwest?
Well, it rains for 9 months out of the year, so you got to have something to do. Yeah, you might as well be inside pounding rivets. But, that's Van's home, and there's a home wing. There's just a lot of interest up there. So, it's a beautiful place. And but like I say, Van's there, so they're everywhere.
Yeah. You said you were retiring as an airline pilot. Was that by choice or by age?
By age, yeah. We call it the age 60 boot.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed the flying up to the last day. You pull out on the runway and push those throttles up and all that magnificent starts. Technology goes down the runway and you lift off and you lift off into the air. And I never missed that part, but I did tire of the travel, the motels, the security, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't miss that part of it, but... I started building, so I was at 5 years into my airplane here and there, you know, on my off days. But then at age 60, that airplane became my job. So it's kind of a lifesaver. You've been working your whole life. You don't want to just do nothing.
Yeah.
So I went to the hangar and built an airplane. It was magnificent.
You strike me as the type that would take a long time, excuse me, to build an airplane because you would stop to talk to people.
Somebody went by the hangar the other day and said, "There's always somebody here, you know." But it faces kind of the center of the airport, and when the hangar door's open, it's open. But unless you're, usually you can stop and talk. A lot of times you can just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Pilots know if you're busy, if you got your hands full, you're doing fuel tanks and you're doing ProSeal, you can't stop.
Yeah.
It has a shelf life. So, yeah, but I like that. That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
They come by and offer a lot of advice. Some of you toss out. Some of you go, "Oh, why didn't I think of that?"
Yeah.
And that's a magnificent, that's a people part, too. The whole thing, there's a whole community that goes with building an airplane.
Now, I think it was five years ago, maybe, I think, when you flew it in, right after you finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the cowling painted red.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read, or maybe you told me, I can't remember, that you painted it with a can of Krylon. And if I remember the quote correctly, you said, I worked for the airline for however many years. I'm done with frou-frou.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. And, well, I guess it comes from my growing up on a farm, but I'm really a stickler about mechanics. I love things to work, but I really don't care about the cosmetics so much.
Yeah.
And so, I did. I painted with Krylon, and my paint booth is spray cans. And
the original paint scheme?
Yeah. But if people ask me about it, I just tell them it's not done yet.
I think about you. That's great. I think about you all the time when I was building, and I haven't had it painted yet, I don't even know if I'm going to have it painted yet. But I remember that quote, and I'm thinking, another quote I heard down here at the workshops here when I was first started building, when they said, nobody can tell the paint job once you're 50 feet away. But, you know, you go over to the corral over here in the home builds, there's a lot of dough sucking those paint jobs and such.
There is.
And it takes a lot to say, I mean.
Oh, sanding and filling.
But it takes a lot to say, you know, I don't care about that stuff.
No,
I
don't.
I just want to fly.
Well, somebody told me that. I said it was a 30-foot paint job. I was giving a talk one time at the home wing of Van's 50th anniversary of his, he used to be a chapter president.
Yeah.
And I said, 30-foot paint job. And Van says, 50-foot paint job. But a guy told me, and that's why they call me Krylon, and that's my call sign in the formation group.
Is that right?
They wanted to call me Line X for the rough stuff, you know, in the back of pickups. But and one guy said, not only that, you're proud of it.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. But it's after a World War II fighter, and in reality, World War II fighters weren't all shiny and perfect. They were a little rattly. In the military airplanes I flew, they were all scuffed and stuff. So it doesn't bother me in one iota. It's just
let me give you a hypothetical. Excuse me. You've got a plane, a Volkswagen Beetle, and a good old tractor. If they told you you could only keep one of those things on this earth, which would you choose?
I wouldn't leave the earth. different days, different deals, you know. But, you know, well, every one of them I put a lot into. But the airplane, obviously, I build it up from scratch. Somebody said, you're going to be sad to see that fly away. And I said, no, I'll never see it fly away. That's my estate might, but I won't.
Yeah.
But they all have their personalities. The tractor was mine on a farm. I drove it as a teenager, you know, so there's a lot of family in that. We've owned it as long as I can remember, but the airplane, you know, from ground up, having done it your whole life, I learned a whole lot of things I never knew for 40 years of flying just from building. It's a beautiful thing. It really, really is.
At AirVenture this week, in addition to all the other things that are going on the week, one of the themes this week is Salute to Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to take a break here, but I'd like to talk to you about your military career for a bit.
Certainly.
When we come back, if that's okay with you. We're talking to Lauren Payne Jr., author, aviator, family member, tractor driver, and we're back in a moment.